This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tiffin, here's what I tell everyone.
Lay it on us there, fella.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Born by God's dear grace. Where?
In an extraordinary place.
Extraordinary place. Where could that be?
For the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA! USA, baby!
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
And we wake up every day having won the lotto, knowing we were born in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Look, people coming from all over the place, trying to break the law by the tens of thousands today along the border to come to this great place. So just remember that in the middle of the woke, crazy times in which we live, freedom is ours, and we're darn blessed to live where we are, and we're darn blessed to have warriors. I feel pretty good today. Special session in the North Dakota legislature happening today. Have an opportunity to stand up for freedom, stand up against this insane Biden agenda, vax mandates and CRT push. And I saw a number. This is a number, actually, of Biden's approval rating question among independents. Listen to this. Has Biden done better or worse than expected? Now, again, this is among independents.
Okay.
Political swing voters.
Okay.
Fence riders.
All right.
They're a little milquetoast for me.
Gotcha.
But taking their pulse is a good thing. 44% said worse. 6% said better.
Come on, man.
You know what?
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
And if you think he got 81 million votes.
Thank you again.
You are using a substance that our friend Mike Lindell used to use until, thankfully, the good Lord got a hold of him and said, that's enough. No more crack for you. Mike Lindell, our favorite patriot, on our newsmaker line right now. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, Scott, I've been busy. This has been, I'm very excited, though, the things that are coming up. It is amazing what's coming.
You know, I often say God has a sense of humor. And I think what's happening to Team Biden right now is a prime example of that. There's so many examples of how his agenda is not approved by a majority of Americans on every front.
Let's go, Brandon!
And, yeah, look at the Let's Go, Brandon chants that are happening. It's unbelievable. And you have been tireless in fighting for common sense at the ballot. Give us a little inspiration on how things are going. Let's start there, and I want to talk about Virginia, too.
Okay, well, since the Cyber Symposium, remember, guys, it was the most successful event probably it'll go down as it probably ever. Nobody won the $5 million. The media went completely Fox on me. They didn't talk about anything afterwards. But one thing that did happen, all 50 states were there, and they went back to their legislators, their governors, their secretary of states, and their attorney generals. Everybody remember this. Well, I've been every day flying out, meeting with them, going to red states, which are very easy. They're very open to see what happened. We get their voter rolls. We get their registered voters. We get it right from their own registration, and then registers voters afterwards. And we do canvassing. We're in 40 states. We have a network called the Cause of America that we set up to kind of combine all the groups. We're in 40 states working hard, canvassing, auditing, and all this. But here's what's key. During this time, I've been telling everyone about the Supreme Court case. since last, since Absolute Proof, that I believed it would end up there. And now what's happening is we've got all these AGs on board, and they are taking and filing a case with the Supreme Court on November 23rd, the states against it, suing the U.S. government. That's under Article 4 of the Constitution, which says, my God, it's here somewhere. I'll have her go get it. But we're suing it under Article 4, which says they have to protect our republic from an invasion, i.e. China. We have all this evidence that's never been seen by any judge ever. And when when they look at the remedy, and the remedy is to pull down the election. Now everyone says, well, Mike, the Supreme Court's never going to take this case. You know what? I believe they're going to take it 9-0. This is not Mike Lindell's case. These are the states. These are attorney generals. And if they don't, we have a whole nother plan of everything that's going on. Everybody, like I say, we're in 40 states. They'll work independently to pull their own state electors down. We have to get rid of the machines. Everybody knows that. We'll never have another fair election in the history of the planet. And on Thanksgiving, from Wednesday night at midnight until Sunday night at midnight, you go to frankspeech.com. We're having a 96-hour marathon. You're going to see everything you need to know, the plan going forward, the replacement for the machine. You're going to see all the things. We're going to go back in time for every lie, including the big lie, which was the big lie. We'll go back in time. Why did Bill Barr say this? Why did Chris Krebs say this? Why, when you're sitting around Thanksgiving and one of your family members, goes, that same old stuff Lindell's putting out there, the judges have already said there is no fraud. No judge in the history of the United States looked at it other than two, and we're going to go through both of them and what they found, the biggest fraud ever. No judge has looked at anything back then. We're going to cover each lie the first part of Thanksgiving, then the second half of Thanksgiving, we're going to show everything we're going to take apart the Supreme Court case, which is pages and pages long with these attorney generals. And what we need, Scott, we need everybody out there, including you. You got it. This is it. It's all this, guys. You got to get the word out. We took off the restrictions on frankspeech.com now. You no longer have to put in your phone number and do a CAPTCHA or your email. We did that on purpose. We have all the protection there. The bots and trolls, they can't touch us. Everybody being patient to get that off. So now you can share everything from Frank's Beach everywhere. We seen 30 million people watch the Cyber Symposium. We need a billion people to watch this over Thanksgiving, because this is, it's all come down to this, everybody, and it's going to be amazing.
Now, you have, been an advocate for the true process of getting to the vote through forensic audits, and that has been done places. When you talk about what will come before the Supreme Court on November 23rd, do you need more forensic audits to happen in these states? Would that be...
No. Scott, but well, and I'll say it on your show. All of the cyber stuff that I had that these heroes brought me, that's going into the Cyber Act of 2015, which actually Obama set up to use it against Donald Trump. But now this was put in now, so all that's going to be that'll be turned in there, if it isn't already. I'm going to check on that. So you're not going to have that's the stuff that was captured up, and that will go out to everyone. Well, with the Supreme Court case, these are stuff where you actually went out and physically canvassed and basically got their stuff from their voter rolls. I'll give an example. Let's use Pima County, Arizona. You have, I think, and I'm just throwing it out there, I think it's 106% of people voted. Well, you can't get 106%. So you do canvassing and you show them in their own machines, you show them that they were hacked, but you're basically proving how they covered their tracks or what names they used. It's all about the name, Scott. So like you go to Wisconsin, let's just use Wisconsin. 23,000 people voted with the same phone number and it was from a prison address. Of course they didn't vote, these people. They're not, they just use their names. I think it's like, I don't know, 8,000 of them don't live in the state of Wisconsin anymore. Thousands of people that are already deceased, they just use their names. And that, so what we did is our canvassers then go out and canvass to validate that. And what you're seeing is across the board in the United States, all 50 states, one of the most things you notice the most is all the non-residents that voted in every state. Well, of course, people didn't commit a crime and walk across and vote North Dakota. They just used their name. It was the biggest crime in history. So, and when you show these states, these attorney generals are going, you got to be kidding. I can't believe we didn't think the machines were online. They were all online, everybody. And we've shown them that now. It's been so much easier since the cyber symposium because everybody's in this. Everybody's got standing now with the Supreme Court because it happened across our whole country.
All right, hold that thought.
And they need to protect
us. Hold that thought.
Yep.
We come back. This is not easy to follow, folks. But when you just take the time to understand the work Mike has put in on this, you get an idea of how this can happen. So stay tuned and don't forget frankspeech.com, the epicenter of all this, to give you all the facts you need. Brought to you today by friends at Stack Diesel. They have the 4-plus additive that will save you tens of thousands of dollars a diesel repair. DakDiesel.com in Bismarck.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Emily Bivens is the Executive Director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The big box stores cancel this man. The shopping channels have gone woke. So it's up to us. It's up to us. And you know what? Rather than pay them, you get the discount. Passes it on to you. Like this incredible deal now on the standard MyPillow. $69.98. Normally it's $19.98. Same with the Queen discount. King discount on these things, my pillow products, my pillow towels, sheets, mattress toppers, my slippers. Don't worry about a supply chain. Mike Lindell knows how to manage a supply chain. So all your Christmas gift giving right here. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code Scott at all of those places or call 800-506-9028. I love that they're dumb enough to cancel you. They lose, we win, Mike. See how nice that is?
Yeah, we've been able to pass the savings on. This is the lowest price of a MyPillow in history, $19.98, normally $69.99. That's been, people can't even believe it, where everything's going up in price, cotton and everything because of this administration. We've been able to just pass the savings on, and that's how we finance everything. I just did an interview a little bit ago. They go, how much money do you have into this fight, Mike? Are you willing to lose everything? I said, absolutely. I said, I've got almost $20 million in this. Every dime I get, I put out there to get this to fruition. Scott, I'm in 40 states now with this Cause of America where we have all these networks. I have people employed. It's millions of dollars. They're all employed out there. We got this network of not only forensic guys, we've got lawyers, we've got people on the ground, and they're just the coordination of it. And it's amazing what's set up, but it's all been divinely set up. It seems like every time I need something, people step it up, including everybody out there.
So here's,
you guys have been one of the best supporters, your listeners. And I can't tell you enough to use the promo code Scott. Scott's been, you guys in North Dakota have been absolutely amazing since day one.
And you're getting the best products money can buy. You're not worried about any supply chain products, and you're getting the discount. So it really is a great reason to say, I can't do everything Mike has done and spend $20 million, but I can spend $20 on a pillow, and I'm going to do my part.
Yep.
And that's what you're feeling in doing this, not to mention the good work of the Lindell Recovery Network and everything else. Just so I understand this, because there's so many moving parts to this, essentially the voter rolls were inflated, and then that allows the cyber attack to switch votes because the total amount of voters is fake. That's how Joe Biden gets 81 million votes, right?
100%. And there was a lot of, they underestimated Donald Trump. They used the 2010 census. And so that's why you've got a lot of places, like in North Dakota and other places in the Midwest, where more people voted than even live there anymore, because they've moved since 2010 or they have passed away since then. So they're just grabbing names, everybody, is what this does. And I want to tell you, they're so blatant now that, you know, during this election, when you had states that had decent voter rolls, all they did then was vote people that they were unlikely to vote. So that's why you had so many people get to the polls, say, no, you already voted. They're just using names. We had a case in Missouri where 47,000 people were put on the voter rolls like a week before the election. 47,000. They voted. They hadn't voted before, were unlikely to vote. Then, about a week later, they were taken off. Exact same time, 47,000 taken off the voter rolls. So all we're doing, and we have this company that was developed, this computer thing now, where we take the whole voter rolls, like I bought Alabama's for 30-some thousand. We stick everything into the computer. So now it puts up, like, let's say you're in Fargo. Well, you can pull up Fargo and go, okay, I want to pull up all the single residence houses here where over 10 people voted from that household. And so you pull them up, and here's a whole list. And then you go, wait a minute. You do a Google map. You look over the top, and you say, There's only two people living there. So then you go out and canvas. This is actually knocking on the doors and saying, do these people live here? And they go, no. We've lived here all our lives. And then you call up the people, you get a hold of the people, you find out that they don't live in the state, or maybe they passed away, or they never voted. They were added to the voter rolls. It's disgusting. We find people that are 100 and some years old, 100, in Alabama, there's like 300 people that were 127 years old. Of course they didn't vote, and they weren't all the same birthday.
And
they used it for a placeholder.
And
you know, these are computers.
And this information has gone before attorney generals all across the United States. And did you say you're up to 40 now that support this effort before the Supreme Court? They're going to request them?
No. We're in 40 states on the ground. I don't want to have the fake news attacking me, Scott. We're in 40 different states, our ground people. These are people that 40 states we're in. We're adding more every day to do all kinds of stuff. Get the machines taken down, do forensic audits, do canvassing. The attorney generals, I have met with upwards of, I believe, 20 now. And people say, well, how many are on board and what are their names? I can't give that to you. I don't want their families and them attacked.
Well, of course
in the
not.
Meantime,
no. Smart
they're
move.
All gonna get, they're all going to get, the media has been trying to get those names out of me. You notice, Scott, that they've all, the media's went Fox on Mike Lindell. They're not talking about me at all right now, just like after the cyber symposium. Come on, everybody. I told the president, you guys, I just did an interview, by the way, with, I was the interviewer, this is 3 days ago, with Donald Trump. And it was amazing. I don't know, we don't have time to talk about it, but we are going to be airing that, and I'll let you know when. But one of the things I said to him is, I said, you know, what we're in is, remember the old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it really fall? Well, the space we're in, all the media tells us there's not even a forest. There's no forest there. I mean, it's bizarre. And then you have like Fox News and these places.
Doesn't matter.
Like Fox
News doesn't matter. Right. The deniers, yep, could be the deniers. They'll always be the deniers. What you're saying is November 23rd, the attorney generals that signed this letter are going to say, here's what we believe happened.
They're the ones that say, this isn't Mike Lindell. These are the states suing the U.S. government under Article 4 of the Constitution. I don't have that in front of me here. Caitlin, can you see if I have a...
Well, I'll read that before we're done today, Mike. But again, Cyber Act of 2015 gives you the teeth. Article 4 is what will be requested as the reason. A lot of text here that we don't have time to get to, but I want to summarize a couple of these. How many U.S. senators, representatives back your cyber symposium results? And if some do, who? That doesn't even matter at this point, does it? Doesn't matter how many members of Congress.
No, the cyber symposium, they all went silent on me after the cyber symposium. Nobody won the $5 million. It was all proven. It was data from the 2020 election. They all went silent. The media went silent. But every single state reached out. I mean, every state reached out and said, hey, can you come to our state and help out? Like North Dakota did. Many people from North Dakota. Anyone that was there, they went back to their state and talked to legislatures, senators, governors, secretary of states and attorney general. So every state is, every state is either, there is some point of either doing audits that you don't hear about or canvassing.
Yeah.
And every state realizes now that there was fraud in their state.
Only,
find out how much.
Only a few seconds left here, Mike, but I want to know, a lot of people have asked, well, what about Virginia? If they were going to steal, the elections.
They did Virginia. Let me tell you, they stole New Jersey and dumped 40-some thousand votes at 1:55 in the morning. I believe in Virginia, it's the same thing that they're getting smart. If we steal Virginia, now everybody's going to be on to us. I believe they let that happen. Believe me, he won because they let it happen. So you guys can say anything you want. They won. He won because they let it happen. Yeah. Not to give you a false sense of security that we can get our country back and still have these machines.
Makes total sense. Watch frankspeech.com for this 96-hour marathon. Equip yourself with facts on this, folks. Mike, you're a hero for fighting on this front. You've never stopped. You won't stop. And we're with you. Keep going, my friend.
All right, thanks, Scott. God bless you all.
Mike Lindell.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's November auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in North Dakota and Minnesota, excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, and excellent crop and hunting land in Stark County, and two exceptional ranches in Montana. Don't forget all of these auctions and many more auctions at Pfeiffer's.com or call a Pfeiffer's agent, 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its establishment, movements, securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star general Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think with the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill them.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Berg is at the state capitol for the rally today, We the People rally at noon to 2. The governor is currently giving his address to the joint session here for the special session that kicks off this morning. Kevin is monitoring that. The governor's talking a lot about the tax relief plan that he wants. We haven't heard anything yet on any of the other issues. Kev?
Right? No, not really.
All right,
a lot about how much money North Dakota has. And...
Right. What to do with that? I applaud the governor.
Back.
I applaud the governor on pushing for tax cuts. I think that's a good thing, and there's an example where I agree with him. What's interesting about it is the legislature seems lukewarm to that, and he seems lukewarm to anything with more teeth related to federal mandates on the vaccination. And as well, the critical race theory. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that for you. A lot of questions related to our conversation with Michael Lindell. I'm going to save those for after our conversation with Dr. Schaefer, which we will begin in just a moment here on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned. We'll get you some answers there. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, where today any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. 99 cents! Woo! And they're so darn good. Speaking of good, home cook and grab and go convenience, Swedish meatballs, NP Avenue, chicken fettuccine, Glendon, beef stroganoff, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, sausage, potato, and hardwood today, beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham, lots of made-to-order choices, and of course, there's all kinds of other options. It's home cooking, it's grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA, Valley City, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham are the other goodies today. Off exit 292, I-94. The new president of Bismarck West Division, CEO and president, Dr. Todd Schaefer, is with us today in the program. Dr. Schaefer, welcome. How are you?
Enjoying this awesome North Dakota fall weather.
I know. Keep pinching myself on this, right? Wow.
Right, absolutely.
That's pretty incredible. Well, congrats on the new post, by the way, and the promotion. Well-deserved, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I am really looking forward to stepping into the role following Dr. LeBeau. You know, he did some great things for our region, and we've got some great momentum with what the team's able to do to really help our patients in all of Western North Dakota. So we're excited to continue the tradition of great patient care.
These are challenging times in healthcare for sure, doing everything you do and then adding the pandemic response on top of that. And was traveling this weekend. My wife is an occupational therapist, and she ran into a nurse friend of hers, and the nurse had retired, and she just talked about how much she sees her fellow nurses working so hard, so strained. I mean, it's just a very challenging time. Your team is really, really, really leaning in here, aren't they, right now?
They absolutely are, and I can't give enough kudos to the staff, the frontline staff, whether it's nursing staff, our environmental services, our physicians, our APPs. They've all done a wonderful job of stepping up and filling in at a time of need. You know, we do have workforce shortages, just like everybody else does in the state of North Dakota, but our staff has stepped up and has picked up those extra shifts. If you look at what our nurses have done, you know, they've filled 65 FTE equivalents per pay period to be able to continue to provide that care. You know, right now it's a capacity issue, and you know, we're full a lot, but without our staff having stepped up to fill the void, we would be in a lot more dire straits than we are right now. So unfortunately, you know, the cost of, you know, taking care of patients throughout the pandemic has been high, and our staff are tired, and I can't give them enough kudos at all in order to say thank you for what they're doing.
How has the requirement for employment, with exceptions, by the way, which I applaud Sanford Health for leaning into there, to respecting people's religious views or health concerns on the vaccine mandate, but how has the requirement impacted your staffing? Have you lost employees as a result?
So, you know, that's a great question. I appreciate asking that. When, you know, as we were going through and deciding and having the debates and discussions about whether we should implement a vaccine mandate or not, number one was staffing, you know, being able to make sure we have enough staff to take care of the patients. And I'm really happy to say, you know, our deadline was November 1st. That has come and gone. And as of November 1st, we had 16, that's 1-6, staff that were furloughed. Now, there were a handful that had resigned prior to November 1st, but that's, you know, single digits. But as of the 1st, Bismarck only had 16 staff that were furloughed. So at the end of the day, there was not a large impact. The majority of our staff were vaccinated, which has also helped with our staffing issues that we have. We've seen a demonstrable decrease in sick calls and medical leaves, which means that our staff has been able to fill in and continue to pick up those shifts without having to get sick from COVID-19.
And, you know, I understand I'm not a fan of mandates on anything, and especially the federal government mandating things, but I've said all along, if the patient is at the top of the org chart, the most important person to a healthcare organization, clearly people are coming for care and are in a position of being health vulnerable, and, you know, large part of that would be the 60-plus population as well. That makes sense. I understand it, but it's not easy, and it's, you know, at a time when people are tight anyway. Losing 16 people doesn't sound like a lot with all that. How many employees total do you have at Sanford Bismarck?
We have approximately 3,800.
Yeah, so that's just a tiny, tiny, tiny percent of folks that you've lost, you know, furloughed plus the ones that left earlier. You don't want to lose one. I get it. So it's a challenge. But if you're going to do it anywhere, you're going to do it where people are vulnerable. So I totally understand that. And I also think at the same time, it's consistent to say, you know, that should be Sanford's decision, and the federal mandates are a really bad idea. You know, because in my mind, and I'm curious if you agree with this, Dr. Shaver, this I don't know what to call it, but the heavy-handed approach to vaccines, in my mind, makes it more likely that people are going to go, I don't know. It's sort of a North Dakota thing, right? We have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, largely in my mind, because of the heavy-handed nature of you must, you shall, you will, and people go, wait a minute. I mean, the biggest danger here for healthcare is that vaccines in general would be held in less regard than they currently are because of the important role they play across, you know, our nation's history, right? I mean, do you worry about people getting suspicious of vaccines as a result of what's happened because of COVID?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Scott. I think that when you look at, you know, mandating a vaccine, it's not something new that we've done. You know, healthcare facilities, schools, have mandated vaccines. If you want to go to school, you have to have certain vaccines. If you want to work in healthcare, for example, we've required MMR vaccinations. We've required influenza vaccinations. So this isn't something that's new for us. COVID-19 is another vaccine which has been proven just as safe to be as any of the other vaccines that we require for employment. Because to your point, you know, we put patient safety at the center of our decisions. And this is one more step in a long line of decisions that we've made to keep our patients safe. Unfortunately, it very much got politicized. You know, we didn't have this discussion 8 years ago when we required a flu vaccine or required MMR vaccine. So at the end of the day, I think a lot of people are just saying, you know what, just don't tell me what to do. You know, it's my right, and you can't tell me that. But at the end of the day, we feel that from our standpoint as a independent business, that it is our prerogative to keep our patients safe, and we feel that this is the appropriate step in order to keep our patients safe.
Sorry, go ahead, finish.
But no, I was just going to say, to that point, you know, patients don't choose to get sick and don't choose to be in the hospital. You know, that's something they don't have a choice on, so we need to do everything we can to keep them safe while they're in the confines of our facility.
Yeah, I've thought that from the very beginning, where that makes healthcare different. It doesn't make it any easier for somebody to philosophically or religious reasons, health reasons, whatever, didn't want to do it, but I understand the decision. I've said that all along, very different from the federal government saying, you will, North Dakota, do this, you shall do this. Is that decision any more difficult, given the fact that the vaccine is leaky, I guess, is the term in the healthcare world, that more and more the effectiveness of the vaccine preventing people from getting COVID has fallen? Does that make the decision any tougher?
No, it hasn't. When you look at the data that's been presented and what's out there, recent studies have shown that, you know, getting the COVID vaccine does a better job of protecting you than even natural immunity. So if you've had COVID, you know, you still have a risk of getting it again. There is a risk of getting it when you have the vaccine as well. But a recent study that was published in MMWR shows that patients that are, and staff, people in general who have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine have had lower mortality. You're at least 27 times more likely to have adverse effects from getting COVID itself, and 11 times more likely to have serious outcomes if you get COVID versus when you have the vaccine, whether or not you've had natural infection to COVID or not. So, you know, I know that, you know, that you understand the theory of leaky vaccine, but at the end of the day, we still see, you know, based on the data, that it's a very safe, it's a very effective vaccine for preventing it. We see that in hospitals right now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you about capacity and get an update on that. I know there was a point where it became very, very much a concern because of the lack of staff beds in North Dakota healthcare in general. What today do you have in the way of capacity?
So we, you know, at Bismarck, we still are at full capacity. And it's interesting because we were at capacity before COVID, and COVID has just added to that. When you look at where we're at, we're actually seeing a slight uptick in COVID over the last several days. We had seen a nice downward trend of that. For the last few days, we've seen a little bit of increase. And that's just reported positivity, so those are still in the infectious state. We still have at least a couple of dozen patients that are in the hospital, because the average person may stay in the hospital for simple things like pneumonia, broken leg and a hip fracture, things like that, on an average about 4 to 4.5 days. COVID patients are in the hospital on an average of 8 days. So they're in quite a bit longer. So the longer they're in, that's another bed that's taken up. So that also compounds the capacity issues that we're having. We're still seeing it across the state. You know, diversion hours are up, deflections are up. So we still have a capacity issue.
Interesting. Appreciate the update on all fronts, and look forward to more conversations on this, Dr. Schaefer, in the future. Congrats again on the new post, and thanks for taking some time to share the story with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it, and always look forward to visiting with you.
All right, folks, last segment of What's on Your Mind. Questions, comments, and a couple of follow-ups from the Mike Lindell interview earlier when we continue.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA, low-price fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, a whole month of specials, any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents, two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6, salted nut rolls, two for a buck, 50 cents for a candy bar, my gosh, big 28-pack of waters, $2.99, Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79, and I love this, Energizer batteries, any size for a buck, stun guns for $5 off, your self-defense matters, hurry to PetroServe USA, all month long.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Veterans, active duty guard and reserve, police, EMS, firefighters, you are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings Thursday at the Bismarck Elk. Scott and I will both be there. Tickets are limited and now just at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Grab those today or tomorrow. Show proof of service. Pick up a ticket for you and a guest to join us Thursday at the Elks. With what's in your mind, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
It is 11 before the top of the hour. Governor Burgum has wrapped up his address before the joint session of the North Dakota legislature for that special session that is underway in Bismarck. Spent the majority of the time talking about his proposal for the legislature, which includes a number of incentives, infrastructure, economic development things, obviously tax dollars. In addition to that, he did mention at the very tail end something related to the vaccine mandates from the federal government. Here's that.
And rest assured,
whether it's burdensome regulations, redundant emissions rules, or misguided federal vaccine mandates, our administration will continue to push back against federal overreach and intrusion on states' rights. We will continue to remind the administration and all of the cabinet secretaries that visit our state, remind them that the states created the federal government, not the other way around. As we begin this historic session, Bill, I would like to pose a challenge to all North Dakotans.
Okay.
And that challenge is to seek and to be the best that humanity can achieve. We can, coming together with open hearts and open minds, coming together in a good way, we can have the curiosity and the courage to truly seek to understand one another. We can have the humility to disagree constructively. And we can live with gratitude to appreciate and understand the incredible gifts and the incredible resources with which we as North Dakotans have been blessed. Each of us have been endowed with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in these hallowed halls, we can rise above the divisiveness of this brief moment in history, and we can engage in the work worth doing, working towards solutions that better the lives of all North Dakotans. After he was elected as our nation's 16th president, Abraham Lincoln called for unity, and he said, and I quote, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory will yet swell the chorus of union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature."
Governor Burgum with some inspiring words there at the, I guess he borrowed those from Abe Lincoln and talked about everybody being the best humanity can be. Who doesn't aspire to that? And I think there's good words there. Makes sense. I also think anybody that is planning on being in Bismarck today for this rally from noon to 2, We the People rally, which you can find out more details on at wethepeoplend.com.
By the way, there's a lot of people that would argue that about it being exceptional, being the best, being number one. Can't have that. Everybody gets a trophy, Scott.
Well, this is what we're up against.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I take from the governor's comments there join the battle, but do it with a heart that says I'm not going to accomplish anything by screaming my head off at you.
Good. Yeah, that was a good point. No,
I also think it's a little naive to think that what we're up against in the way of an enemy, but it's no different than what Abe Lincoln was up against, is that somehow these people are just going to think a little differently once you do that. It's a battle. It is a battle. But we should be joyful warriors in that battle. I totally agree with that. I promised to get to a few of these texts here. And the governor did mention pushback on a number of things from the federal government. I need a definition of pushback, because letters and words are not enough pushback. Right?
Yeah.
They are not. And that's why I think WeThePeopleND.com exists. I think that is whether you can be there today or not, you should take the time to say, who are my legislators? And I want them to know, no, this is a hill to die on. We're not going to take this lying down. Best question that came during the Mike Lindell interview that I didn't get to for him from a listener was, please ask Mike how else I can help. I purchased a great deal of his products and I love them. Where should I donate dollars? And you heard him talk about this effort that they have across the USA. I think the simple answer, Cause of America, by the way, is the entity that's doing this in state by state. And find out more about that at frankspeech.com. And you can watch this 96-hour marathon. Don't you love that? Over the Thanksgiving holiday. 96-hour marathon of all the dots connected here on the lack of election integrity. By the way, all that go back to the fourth article of our Constitution that says full faith and credit should be given in each state to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state. And the Congress may, by general laws, prescribe the manner in which such acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved, and the effect thereof. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. This is about us as a state. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted. States to control everything that wasn't specifically mentioned by them in the federal role in the Constitution. Very important piece of that for sure. All right, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Great conversations today. Thank you. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. We never do. Call early. Call often. God bless. Bye-bye.
Sean Spicer's new Radical Nation blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real socialist plan for America. President Trump says you must read this book. Newt Gingrich says Radical Nation can stop the far left. For the first, Radical Nation reveals Biden's socialist plan, the stuff you'll never see on the big networks. Massive spending, inflation soaring, a border in crisis, new dangers with China. Sean Spicer knows Washington's insider secrets. He reveals them in Radical Nation. What Sean and Lindsey Keith each weekday on Newsmax, Spicer & Company at 5 Central on all major cable channels. Or find Newsmax on streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. And make sure you get Radical Nation, a number one Amazon bestseller. It's at bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer for Radical Nation. Save almost $28. Go to RadicalNation411.com. RadicalNation411.com and the free offer for Sean Spicer's Radical Nation.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.